stay informed all day on 77 WABC. Bernie and Sid in the Morning now. Brian Kilmeade next at 10.
Are you in or are you out?
On 77 WABC.
7:25 on Tuesday morning. Time to kick some ass. That's what Bo Dietl does. He kicks ass. He doesn't mess around. It's no... There's no, you know, icing. There's no pretty stuff. There's no dolls. He comes out here and tells it the way it is. And it's been another really violent weekend here in New York. The mayor making all kinds of excuses for what's going on in Washington Square Park. So with that said, here he is, hero cop for the better part of three decades. Big time actor, all kidding aside. Wolf of Wall Street, The Irishman, Goodfellas, Gravesend, Godfather of Harlem. He does it all. And most importantly, for nearly three decades, a dear friend of both me and Bernard, the great Bo Dietl. Bo, Washington Square Park. Which one of these candidates is going to get that place back to a sense of sanity?
First of all, I'm very happy to be in studio with my two favorite guys.
That's great.
I am, I listen to you guys on my app, and I do love the music. Music is very important
right?
in the morning.
Thank you, Bo.
And I do love your selections. Okay.
Thank you. You look great.
Well, let's get to Washington Square Park. Now, it just happens, you know, I'm in the private security business and all that kind of stuff. We've been called upon to put armed guys out in front of buildings around the park. People are scared. They cannot come out of their house. They're scared. And you know what's going on? People don't realize it's a riot situation. When the cops come in there, they throw things at them. They spit on them. You know what the cops do? They just walk out. They let openly shooting of drugs, robberies in there, sexual assaults. It's like that place in Seattle, that area in Seattle.
Oh, the zone, yes.
That zone. That's exactly what it is. In reality, we have to face. Like I tell, everybody says, why do you like Eric Adams? Well, look at it this way. If he turns out to be a Joe Biden, I'm going to be really, really pissed. But the reality is, I told him there's three issues. Crime, crime, crime. The first issue is we have to dissect about the cops out there, what they can do, what they can't do. You know, I was on the force for 15, 16 years. I never killed anybody. I arrested at least 2,000 felons.
Wow.
People don't realize one thing. You can't arrest somebody, and it's not going to be pretty. So if they try to arrest somebody in Washington Square Park, one, they dismantle the headlock, not chokehold. There is a difference between a headlock and a chokehold. I told Eric Adams, you become the mayor. I said, I'll go to city council. You can line up six guys as old as I am. I'll take each one down with a headlock. I'll put a $500,000 bond. Nobody's going to die. We got to make the rules and make the rules right. You can't get on top of someone's chest. What a load of bullcrap. Did you ever try to lock somebody up? I have locked up thousands of people. They don't go. It doesn't look fine. So if you're handcuffing the cops from touching these people when you're trying, so you take your gun out, you're under arrest, the guy laughs at you, stick it up your butt, right? What do you do next? You can't grab him. I'm a little guy. I was 5'8" when I came on the force. Guy's 6'2", 6'3". How do I take him down? Shoot him? No, I didn't shoot him. I got him in a headlock. We got to put the rules of the road down here. Headlocks don't kill people. Chokehold, like what happened in the Bronx with Baez, when they put the nightstick on the guy's throat and he choked him to death and that cop went to jail for it. That was a chokehold. Again, they keep bringing
up. What about Eric Garner?
The Eric Garner case they keep bringing up. And that was a thing when the PBA should have jumped out and explained one thing. He died of a heart attack. I talked to Biden. He had massive diabetes. He had massive heart disease. His daughter died at 20-something years old, heart disease. My problem is, first of all, the cops, this is where we go, shouldn't have been there with these cigarette crap. That's one thing. We have to take the cops and make them do their job. Big thing is this poor woman that got killed by one of these scooters. You go around New York City, every motorcycle doesn't have a license plate. Nobody's enforcing it. This is the problem. When you have these motor scooters and motorcycles doing 60 miles an hour on that street, nobody's stopping. Cops ain't stopping. You got to get the quality of life stuff down. It starts from there, and then we could go at it. We cannot have cops that are going to respond to a riot situation like what's going on in Washington Square Park and not be able to effect an arrest. All they're doing is looking over their shoulder because there's some moron on with a camera with their iPhone. I'll be very honest with you. If I was a cop today, I would stick a lot of those iPhones somewhere.
There was a video yesterday, a kid in Ocean City, Maryland. He was arrested on the boardwalk. He was getting arrested for vaping. And he clearly had his hands up in the air, right? It looks like a harmless kid. And they played the video. I saw it on Channel 5. I showed it to Sid yesterday at 9:30. They have his hands up in the air. They say stop. He puts his left hand down, mm-hmm. clearly behind his back to reach into the backpack. And that's when they tased him. But even though that was on the screen, on the video, yeah. on Channel 5, they said he had his hands up and they just tased him like it never happened. It's right in front of your face.
That would be good for about $50,000 lawsuit, civil lawsuit, because that's what they're doing. I think it's up to about $350 million last year on suits against cops. This is the problem. Also, Black Lives Matter. My buddies from Black Lives Matter, that young lady that bought all those nice houses and all that, the families of Eric Gardner, the families of Brown, they're very upset. They're not sharing that $100 million. Why? Because this is all a big hogwash. And in reality, right. what we have to do, what we have to do is we have to talk to the people of our community. If you're going to be the next mayor, get the community behind you. Ask them, you want to dismantle the cops? 90% of them will say, no. You guys had that old gentleman on there from the Bronx who said he was scared to come out of his house couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. If he sees a police car, he'll come out of his house. If he doesn't, he's scared of all these little gangbangs. Let's get to the issue. Let's stop fogging the crap up. And if Eric Adams becomes the mayor, I will call upon him to do the job, support the good cops that are out there, but give them the opportunity to use necessary and reasonable force affecting arrest. They don't have to stand there in a police car and get spat upon. Next, they'll be urinating on cops throwing bags of urination.
They probably do.
And you want to know something? It probably happens, but it doesn't make the news media.
No.
This is
no.
And there's Wiley Whiplash. What's her name?
Wiley.
Whoa, that face can stop a clock. But my point is, just imagine this thing. Now, she didn't mention about she was doing the defense work for correctional officers beating people up in jail, allegedly, and she was defending them. She's on all sides of the spectrum on that. All she is a progressive liar like the rest of them. All these progressives are two shades. Lie, whatever they conform to what they want, that's what they do. Well,
now, she doesn't want the police to have guns.
Right, that's one of her issues. So right now, Bo, as we brace for what should be a very violent summer, I expect this summer to be very, very violent. Right? It's got to be one of the toughest jobs in this city has to be police commissioner. We were both not big fans of James O'Neill. Neither one of us are big fans of Dermot Shea. But the truth is, can these guys really even do their jobs based upon de Blasio and the rules that are set forth in this city?
Well, I got to give Dermot Shea a little bit. At least he comes out publicly and he brings the attention to the DAs. And the other side of it, like I tell Eric Adams and I'll tell any candidate for mayor, you've got to start. We got to put the pressure on the Assembly and this New York State Senate to revamp this bail reform crap. Because you have every felon is on the street, you lock them up with a gun, you lock them up for a robbery with a weapon, and there's no bail. So if you don't stop that, the same critters and culprits are all running around the streets committing felony after felony. It's a joke. Oh, lock me up, I'll beat you out of the station. Now, dickhead, right?
It's happening in every city, in Democrat city in the nation. Every single city. This is the major issue of our time right now is crime in the cities, period. Not just the inner city. I just did a story about a Bill White and Buckhead. A Buckhead wants to secede from the city of Atlanta because of the crime. It's out of control.
It's something, again. Anybody wants to be mayor here, like I say, it's the three reasons. Crime. If you don't take care of that, your real estate's going in the toilet bowl, people are moving out, your tax revenues are going down the drain. You know, it's a very difficult thing when you run for mayor or any political office. When I ran, they came after me, I owed taxes. I owed nothing. First, the Daily News, that piece of garbage.
On Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday,
my picture. I was in Boston, I saw it.
Bo owes $500K. You know what the truth was? It was $100,000 to hit penalties and interest, and then I ended up paying them $250,000. I paid them $50,000 a month, and it was almost gone. But yet the warrant was still on the books.
Yeah.
And I tried to say what it was. Nobody answered. But Bo owes $500,000 Easter Sunday, the front page of the Daily News. That's why no one should read that douchebag.
Yeah, let me ask one quick question.
Yes, sir.
And a quick answer, which is, if you were a police officer today, would you get out of the car and be proactive, or would you stay in the car and wait until something really bad happened and were only forced to get out of it?
You know, I'm very sorry to say I'd get out of the car.
You would.
And I, I would be, hold on. And I probably would be fired from the police department.
Right.
And I'm going to be very honest with you. I could not stand to see someone be assaulted or robbed and not me taking action. And you want to know something? Police officers, listen to your station here. You got to do your job. I will try in any way. If you get in any kind of trouble, I'll try to help you. But you got to do your job. You know who says that? Is our friend. Our friend at 1 o'clock. He talks about
Greg Kelly.
Greg Kelly's very upset.
We took issue with him on
that. Well, you want to know something? You just said something. And I said what I would do. That's Bo Dietl. But you know what? You would also, and you would. If we were partners out there, and we're riding around in a car, we see these little scumbags reacting and hassling people, we wouldn't get out of the car.
No, we get out of the car.
You know damn well we would get out of the car. That's why you become a cop, is to help people. That's why I became a cop.
Bo Dietl is a true hero.
A great cop. Now, before you leave us, which was another amazing segment, and it's great to see you. You look great in person. Give us the charity work you're doing this morning as well.
Yeah, well, Sean Patrick McCarthy, one of your guys.
Maloney.
And he's over there in Fort Hamilton. He's the head of security. They put together this thing called U.S. Vet Row, ROW.org. There's a Marines and Special Forces guys are rowing across the Atlantic to bring the attention to PTSD and to the mental health problems of our veteran. It's a great cause, and anybody wants to contribute, they contribute for other garbage. This is really good.
It ain't Maloney. I thought you were talking about somebody else. Sean Patrick McCarthy.
Yeah, Sean Patrick McCarthy.
Right.
And again, it's usvetrow.org. It's a good charity, and let's help our veterans. You know, I had a big debate here the other night. I jumped in here on Rita Gosby's show, and I was defending the flag, because we love the flag, like you have a flag here. And I was saying, you know, a Memorial Day, no one was talking about it, but imagine being a family of someone sitting there with three limbs gone that defended that flag, and you're saying that you get disgusted when you see the flag. How dare anyone talk against that flag?
Mm-hmm.
Our soldiers died, gave up their lives for that flag, and we should honor that flag. And any of these garbage cans that don't honor that gray flag, they can kiss Bo's butt.
There you have it. Perfect ending to that. Bo Dietl, as always.
Bo Dietl!
Every Tuesday morning at 7:25. Bo, thank you. Great job.